VK5ZAR, your moderator for today. Through the help of amateur radio volunteers and the crew on the ISS, we hope to soon establish radio contact with the International Space Station. As it flies more than 350 kilometres above the Earth, over Glendon in Queensland. This is all accomplished with ARIS, amateur radio on the International Space Station. The ISS is currently flying over the Philippines, whizzing along at around about 27,000 kilometres per hour. The contact for today will be performed using the Tillybitch Network, a worldwide network of amateur radio ground stations that enables students to contact the ISS. The audio of today's contact will also be available live around the world via the amateur radio EchoLink and IRL network, handled by John. His call sign is AG9D, and he lives in Montgomery, Illinois, in the USA. So thanks, John.
Thanks, Tony. It's a pleasure to be here, and good luck to the school.
ARIS is a consortium of volunteers from nine nations that develop and operate amateur radio equipment on board the International Space Station. Those that support ARIS are the American Radio Relay League, the Worldwide AMSAT, Amateur Radio Satellite Corporation, the Canadian Space Agency, the European Space Agency, and NASA. The amateur radio station that will establish contact with the ISS today is VK4KHZ in Glendon, Queensland, Australia, operated by Shane Lind. Thanks for helping us today, Shane.
That's a real pleasure, Tony.
All right, we have about 4 minutes until contact time. Our link today is the students at the Double Young Primary School in Double Young, Western Australia. Now let's check in with the school. With us, their teacher, Tara Cook, please tell us a little about the school and the students that are taking part today. Thanks, Tara.
Hello. Dunmion Primary is a small school located in country Western Australia. We have 60 students enrolled at the commencement of the 2009 school year. The town of Dunmion is a small rural community located 267 kilometres southeast of Perth in the Wheatbelt region of Western Australia and has a population of approximately 630 people. The students at our school are made up of town and farming families. The weather in Dunmion today was a pleasant 22 degrees and it was a lovely sunny day. It is currently 7:43 p.m. on a Thursday evening on the 26th of November. This is a very exciting event for our school and we have had our students with their questions eagerly waiting on standby, all set to go. Over.
Thanks, Tara. Shane, before the contest begins, please tell us about your station and where you are and how you'll handle the conversation. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. A little bit about my station. We're using here both a primary and a secondary transceiver. The transceiver that we're using, amateur radio transceiver, is the Yaesu SP847. The antenna systems are homemade, and they're twin 6-element by 6-element cross jargies, and they're motorised, so what will happen just prior to the ISS coming up over our horizon, the antennas will move into position, and they'll track it across the sky as it passes. My location here, I'm located in a small semi-remote mining community by the name of Glendon, which is located 180 kilometres inland from the city of Mackay. Glendon has a population of about 1,500 people, and we're at an elevation of about 400 metres above sea level. Now, about 30 seconds before the space station is predicted to appear up over our horizon, I'll begin calling, but don't be too concerned if we don't actually hear anything straight away. But as soon as I establish contact and the signals are clear, I'll just simply say, go ahead with your first question, Dumble Down. I just want to remind everyone to please speak clearly, and it is very important to say the word over, because that's my cue to switch between transmit and receive. Okay, our class is about 10 minutes duration. I know we've got 21 questions, so I certainly wish Dumble Young well, and I hope that we get to all 21 questions. Back over to you, Tony.
Thanks, Jay. And remember, everyone, that what we are doing on the ISS is an experiment. so we can never tell the results, positive or negative, until the experiment is over. And students, as Jane said, don't forget to say over at the end of each question. In about 45 seconds, the station should be coming over to end. And so, Shane, it's all yours, and good luck.
Yeah, thank you, Tony, and good luck, Dumble Young. If everyone can please be in their positions, the antennas have tracked into their positions, and we're now ready. Okay, everyone, please stand by. I'm going to start performing now. On NA1SS, this is Victor Kilo 4, Kilo Hotel Zulu, VK4KH, they're calling for scheduled contact. Over. On NA1SS, this is Victor Kilo 4, Kilo Hotel Zulu, VK4KH, they're calling for scheduled contact. Over.
Kilo 4, Kilo Hotel Zulu, I'm bringing you 5x5, I'm ready for the questions, over.
Good morning to you there, Frank. Yes, also received your 5x5, you're just coming up over the horizon. Frank, we have a student from Dumbleyung in Western Australia standing by for you. Please go into Dumbleyung for your first question.
Hi, my name is Reen, describing what it is like the snow ground is over.
Living with no gravity is on one hand a lot of fun because you can float, you can fly around, you can be in all kinds of weird positions and still feel very comfortable. You can reach everything on the ceiling, behind panels because you can be in this incredible position. But on the other hand, it's also a little bit difficult because if you have to go to the toilet or you have to drink something, nothing stays fixed and you lose a lot of things here in microgravity because it flies. It's
not the
real. Overall, it's a fantastic feeling. Over.
My name is Andrew. Why are you in space? What are you looking for? Over.
We are in space to discover new things to go further than what we have done before. Humans have always traveled initially on the continents and on the seas around the Earth and in the skies, and now we travel space. And we don't know what we will find, but whatever we will find, it will be very useful for us in the future. Over.
My name is Desmond. About how long do you think your trip to space and back will take? Over.
Now, I'm going back next week for my trip to space, but I've been here for 6 months. So in total, I've been 6 months in space on board the International Space Station. Over.
My name is Helen. How do you fix a spacecraft in space if it gets damaged? Over.
Well, if it gets damaged on the interior side of the spacecraft, then of course we have tools and we have spare parts that we can use. If it gets damaged on the outside, then it's much more difficult. And then we need to do a spacewalk. And that takes quite a lot of preparation and it's dangerous as well to do. Over.
My name is Claire. Have you ever visited any planet in space? And are there any special features you discovered? Over.
Visiting planets in space will be something for the future. That's why we are here now to prepare for that. Nobody on Earth has yet visited another planet. We have visited the Moon. There's not another planet yet, but hopefully that will come and maybe one of you will walk on Mars. Over.
My name is Kelly. Where would you rather be? Up in space or here and why? Over.
Well, astronauts, when they are on Earth, they dream about flying to space. And when they are in space, they dream about going back to Earth. So I'm here now for 6 months, so I'm really looking forward to go back to Earth. Over.
My name is Paige. Now, have you ever sent up any sort of animal to space with you? Over.
Yes, we had some experiments with some mice here on board that have just left with the space shuttle Atlantis a couple of days ago. And we used the mice to study bone rocks in space. Over.
My name is Georgie. What do you eat and how do you eat it? Over.
We eat all kinds of food up here, European, American, Russian food. We have chocolate bars, we have soups, we have meats, vegetables, cereals. And we eat everything out of packets with the food. Over.
This is Laura asking George's question. What does it feel like when you take off? Over.
When you take off, you feel a big load on your body because you have what we call a G-force, and it goes up to 4 G-forces that you have on your body. But for the rest, of course, you're very excited that you fly to space finally after years and years of training. Over.
My name is Owen. How fast is the spaceship traveling in space? Over.
Our spaceship travels 28,000 kilometers per hour. Over.
My name is Monique. Did you want to retire the NASA program when you were a kid? Over.
I'm actually not part of the NASA program. I'm part of the ESA program, the European Space Agency. And yes, I wanted to be become an astronaut when I was young, when I started reading about the stars and the universe and the black holes, and it was all very interesting for me. Over.
My name is Billy. Have you seen any major acts during your travel through space? Over.
Billy, we have not seen any meteorites during our travel through space. We have seen a lot of other satellites fly by, far away from our space station, of course, so it was not dangerous, but we have not seen any meteorites. Over.
My name is Jamie. Can you see any planets clearly from where you are? Over.
We see planets about the same way as you can see them from Australia. Only the sky here, there is no air in the sky because we are above the air, so we can see them a little bit more clearer and the colors are a little bit more brighter. Over.
My name is Matthew. Can you see any spacecraft right now? Over.
No, we don't see any spacecraft, and fortunately it's the case because, of course, it's very dangerous for us. If we would hit the space junk, then we could get the depressurization, and then it would mean that we have to leave our space vehicle here. So hopefully all the space junk is far away from us. Over.
My name is Lockwood. Can you hear any noise in space? Over.
Well, you can hear noise in space inside the space vehicle because noise needs something to travel, needs a medium to travel. Air, for example, is a medium and noise travels through the air. If you're outside the space vehicle, then there is no air. So then there is also no noise and you can't hear anything. Over.
My name is Patrick. Do you know what caused the Big Bang? Over.
No, I don't know what caused the Big Bang. You know, if I would know, then immediately I would be the most famous scientist on Earth. There is a lot of speculation about what caused it and how everything happened. And a lot of satellites, ESA just launched 3 satellites, to look as closely as possible to the origin of the Big Bang to understand more how everything happened. Over.
My name is Jake. What is your favorite part of living in space? Over.
My favorite part of living in space is being able to float around and to look outside of the window through our beautiful planet. Over.
My name is Jessica. Can you see all the weather changes that occur on the Earth? Over.
Well, we cannot foresee the weather, especially when we look out at night and there are thunderstorms. It's a very spectacular view. Or when we see hurricanes that we can all see. Of course, climate change we don't see from up here because climate change is something that changes slowly over time. So for that, you need to do very long-term observations and I'm not long enough here to see that difference. Over.
Hi, my name is Zach. Can you see volcanoes erupting from space? Over.
Yes, Zach, we can. And actually, at the beginning of our expedition, we just flew over a volcano the moment it started erupting. And it was a beautiful sight. And we were the first one on Earth or in space to see this volcano erupting. Over.
My name is Jackson. Do you believe there is life beyond Earth? Over.
Yes, Jackson. I believe there is life beyond Earth because the universe is enormous. There are billions and billions of galaxies. And in every galaxy, there are billions and billions of stars. And believing that in all these billions of stars that have billions of planets, we would be the only ones that are living creatures, I think this would be very self-centering. So I believe that there is a lot of life out there in the universe. Over.
My name is Brian.
If you cut your skin, how does your blood flow? Over.
Very good question, Pete. The blood flows out of your skin almost the same as on Earth. That once it comes outside of your skin, that it forms a small bubble. It doesn't, like on Earth, run down your leg or something like that because there is no gravity. So it all stays in a bubble above the wound where you have cut yourself. Over.
Dumble Young, we're almost about to lose friends. So everyone, please quickly, a good, quick goodbye.
Thank you very much,
Ralph,
for cutting this up again. It's always a pleasure to work with you.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, all okay, stay now clear.
Well, thanks, Jerry. And, ladies and gentlemen, we've just shared a moment in history. Amateur radio station, BK4KHZ, operated by Shane Lynn, contacted astronaut Frank DeWin aboard the International Space Station and spoke with students of the Dumble Young Primary School in Dumble Young, Western Australia. Now, for the international volunteer team of ours, including the amateur radio satellite corporations around the world, the American Radio Relay League, the Canadian Space Agency, and the European Space Agency, and NASA, this is Tony Hutchison, amateur radio operator, VK5ZAI in Kingston, South Australia, sending my greetings to all of you in radio terms, 73, which means best wishes. Very good. And thanks very much, Shane, for the work you did. And to you, Tara, and everyone in Dumble Young, we hope you enjoyed the contact and the experience. One day I hope to get over there and probably call in at the school and say hello. But it won't be for a year or two, unfortunately. How did it go, Tara? Over.
Oh, it went perfect. We got every question in. The kids are happy. The parents are happy. Community members are happy. It's fantastic. Thank you so much for letting us have this opportunity.
Oh, that's great. It's always a pleasure when a school comes off so well, and it's a little bit disappointing at times if one or two of the last students don't get their question answered. But Frank has done many of these contacts. He's going home in a few weeks' time, and he's quite experienced and thinks time the questions all very well. We normally tend to at least start to him other questions so he can study them, and he works out how long that they have to spend on each question. But unfortunately, it doesn't always work out exactly that way. But it's great anyway, and you are first in Western Australia, I believe, to speak to any astronaut on the space station. And I think next year we will probably have another one or two schools from your way as well. And thanks very much. I think Brian was there, and David, and Kathy, of course, and everyone in Dumble Young. And I'll put it over to you for a final turn, and then I don't know if Shane would like to say something.
I was just going to say, Tony, congratulations, Dumble Young. I think you've done Dumble Young proud. You've certainly got through all the questions, and I think people certainly put Dumble Young on the map. Well done, guys. You've done extremely well.
And I must apologise. I didn't thank John for doing his bit. Thank you very much, John, for getting up so early in the morning and feeding us into the Echolink and IRLP system.
My pleasure, Tony. It was a great contact, one of the best I've heard in a long time. And if they're curious, there's stations connected that were listening in Europe and Japan, as well as Australia and here in the United States. So you're famous now for sure.
Oh, that's great. Thanks very much again, everyone. And I'll just put it back to you, Tara, for any comments. And then we'll shut the line down. Over to you, Sarah.
I'd just like to say a huge thank you to Shane, Tony and John.
Thank you so much for all your effort and getting up so early and everything that you've done. It was an unforgettable experience, a lifetime opportunity, and I think Kathy would like to say something too, wouldn't you, Kathy?
Thank you so much for this opportunity, and thanks for all your support, Tony, over the weeks leading up to this. It's been amazing, and yeah, even though the tracking thing didn't work, I'm going to show everyone what it should have looked like, but the experience was just amazing. Thank you so much.
Yes, one of those things, I still don't know quite what the problem is, but...
Thank you so much for all the effort. We really appreciate that, and the kids, I think, will never forget it. Thank you.
Thanks very much, and have a good night, and you've got a day to talk about that's all tomorrow. Good night, everyone.